You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. KVNF DJ Christy Gubzer attended the Rocky Mountain Folk Festival in Lyons this summer and had a chance to speak with the duo Freddie and Francine. The couple have a great sound that they coin as Americana Soul. Stay tuned for that lively conversation, but first here they are with their song, Baby, You're Not Well.
So I'm here with Freddie and Francine, also known as Lee Ferris and Bianca Caruso, at the Lyons Folks Festival. Thanks so much for joining me, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
So one thing that I've read about you guys is that you started in theater and in musicals. And so I'm very excited to see the theatrics of your performance. Can you talk a little bit about that? Is that something spontaneous, or is that something you guys practice? And where did it come from? Who wants to start?
I would say it's far more organic and spontaneous. I think because we have bigger voices, we got pulled into musical theater when we were younger. It wasn't necessarily my personal favorite genre, but I could sing it and stuff. And then a couple of producers and directors saw me with my band at the time, or bands, and thought, oh, well, you could probably do rock musicals or Hair or things like that. So I don't know. I think when it comes to our stage performance, the voices are big, but our love for Americana roots, soul music, kind of comes out mostly. But there is a moment or two in there where we just kind of get, I don't know.
Well, we're inherently a silly duo. Like, we just, when we're not playing music, we have a lot of fun and we laugh a lot. And there is, someone said to me once after a show, I hope you come out of your shell soon. Which was sarcastic because I was like cracking jokes. But I think when you tour a lot, you kind of have a sense of humor about performing. Not everything's so serious, and you have to have fun. Even if there's two people in a bar, you have to find a way to have fun. And I think we've learned that being on the road for a couple of years now, to just be like, all right, the number one thing is like, you and I have to have fun. And I think that might look theatrical, but it's actually pretty genuine. Yeah. Like, we're having a good time, and we like to laugh, and we like to make people laugh and also make them cry. So we're kind of, we have a duality in that way.
So going back to the musical, so it sounds like, Lee, you were not necessarily super into doing musicals. How about you, Bianca?
Well, I grew up definitely with a mom who really wanted me to be in musical theater, and I kind of resisted it because it's a very competitive world, and I couldn't face the girls with the headshots who'd been doing it since they were two. But I always loved musicals, and I think the musical that we met in and we originally did was Hair, and Hair feels, it's a rock and roll musical, so you're singing soulfully, and you're singing rock and roll. You're not singing like, you know, I'd do anything for you. So it's like not that, but it's there's something really emotional and raw and soulful about that musical, and that I really prefer to like, do-do-do-do-do, you know, like the opposite end of this musical theater spectrum. So I've always liked it. I think I would prefer to sing my own music now that I've gone through that phase of my life. I like singing my feelings rather than Candor and Ebbs.
So no going back to being Miss Hannigan or something like that?
Oh my God, Miss Hannigan. No, I mean, I have a dream. My dream would be Sally Bowles in Cabaret.
Oh, but nice,
I mean,
one.
Maybe when I'm like, you know, maybe I'll do like a retired home, you know, performance of Cabaret when I'm like 70. I would totally do that.
How about you, Lee? Any dream roles that might happen way down the line?
Dream roles.
Maybe forced by Bianca?
Probably something in Les Mis.
Valjean? Are we?
Yeah, something well, like
we,
that.
We did an audition for Hair on Broadway when it came back on Broadway because we were in a production in Los Angeles. And the one on Broadway, the people, he auditioned for them and he finished singing. And the guy goes, have you ever auditioned for Les Mis? Because his voice is so big and strong, and you could do it. Yeah. I believe in you. Don't do it for me.
I'm not married to melodrama in the way that musical theater sort of promotes all the time. I'm trying, you know, some of my favorite singers are like Bob Dylan and Andrew Bird last night, where it's very colloquial and immediate, and that's what I like. Even though I trained and studied opera and stuff in college, it's just not, it was never where my heart was.
I think we both have that. We are really classically trained, like good singers, meaning we sing correctly, technically well, but we like singers who don't necessarily subscribe to that world. Like one of my favorite singers is Lucinda Williams, and I've been listening to a lot of Lori McKenna, and not to say that they don't sing correctly, but they have this grit and this growl in their voice that I prefer to something that's very clean. So.
And so in terms of the singing, do you guys, do you write your own harmonies, or how do you guys come up with all the different musicality in your songs?
Well, it all kind of happens at once, meaning the arrangement of the song itself, as well as the lyrics and also the harmonies. So it's sort of performable at the end of its experience, meaning like the writing session creates all of that. And
we arrange as we write, in other words.
The harmonies are happening as we write and kind of say, okay, you'll take this verse, I'll take this. We'll come together on the chorus and sing harmonies, or we'll sing unison for this section because that has a cool effect. There's a lot of playing with a very small amount of elements when you just tour with one microphone and a guitar. So you have to make things very dynamic. And I think that we just, from an early stage, I don't feel comfortable if the harmonies are sort of made up after the fact or we have to finish the song later. I like just kind of doing it from the beginning to the end and walking away with a little recording saying, we can tweak this over time, but it's for the most part done, you know.
And so, Lee, you play the guitar during the shows, and Bianca, do you play an instrument as well?
I don't play when we play live. I just sing with Lee. But I play piano outside of this, and I write on piano primarily. But one of the fun things about our stage performance is to be able to look at each other and to stand up, and so much of harmony is really watching someone's vowels and matching their vowels in their mouth. So a lot of the show you'll see me, like, we're staring at each other, and people are like, oh, it's so romantic. But it's literally like, no, I'm trying to find how he's going to make his mouth around this vowel so I can match that vowel and so we can tune perfectly for this next line. That's kind of
I'll turn my head away so that my ear is directly faced at her mouth so I can hear what, you know, which way to make my vowel and then turn back to her if I'm feeling like it's a little off or something. And the one microphone has really changed our world because when you're stuck on two dynamic microphones, you're far away from each other and you have to turn your head to the right or the left and they don't pick up as well. So when we're on one mic, we can get really close to each other and we could hear what's happening. So it's a fun thing.
It sounds kind of romantic.
I'm spitting on one another.
If that's romance, we got it down.
Sometimes I'm like, he has something in the top two teeth, like in the middle of his teeth, that I can't tell him about, but I just have to look at it for the next hour.
I don't know. I think if you called it out, it would be really funny.
We have great dental hygiene. Because
I bet. So when I've heard you guys, I sort of compare you in my mind to the Civil War. Is the band that comes to mind. Are there other bands that you guys look up to or are your influences currently or from the past? Or yeah. Duos?
Duos, I would say we love the Swell Season. Glenn Hansard and Markita Glova were huge inspirations for our record, The Forest and the Sea, and their album Strict Joy was an album that we listened to over and over again. So I really love their writing style and their production, and I love Glenn Hansard's, you know, thing on stage. I love watching him perform. I think he's incredible. Who else do we love?
I love them too, so yeah. I totally hear you.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that I would say that we really love about him specifically, because she does have a lighter voice, but for me personally, it just soul in music in that sense of like Motown and Stax and that 60s kind of thing of original R&B is a huge influence, I believe, on him, but as well as this folk aesthetic. But there's an abandonment that he has to the music that is unique. And it's not so much that I'm trying to copy that personally, but there's an element of trying to channel something, you know, practice enough so that that's just taken care of and then just let the moment be its thing.
That's awesome. Actually, do you guys know the movie The Commitments?
Yeah.
Remember that? So Glenn Hansard was in that.
No way.
He was the guitarist when they formed The Commitments band. You got to go back and watch it. God. I was freaking out.
I just saw that movie Sing Street, and it reminded me of The Commitments a lot.
Oh, cool. It's an Irish, yeah.
Young bandmates as well.
Yeah. So Freddie and Francine originally is what I thought your names were until I did some more research.
You're not the only one.
So can you tell us how you turned from Lee and Bianca into Freddie and Francine?
Yes. This is the first time I've ever told this story. Just kidding. So we started our group about 2007, Freddie and Francine, and it was a band at the time. And we were writing a lot of songs together, and we wrote this song called Over and Over, which we deemed our 50s prom rock song. Was the name, like, that's the genre of a song. We're like, there's something 1950s prom rock about this tune, which is so weird. And then we performed it for the first time in Los Angeles, and we got up on stage, and this is before we called our band Freddie and Francine or anything, and we were just playing together, and we said, okay, this is our 50s prom rock ballad. Please, everyone, grab a partner, and feel free to come up with a really cheesy 50s name. And he said, I'll be Freddie. And I said, I'll be Francine. And by the end of the song, everyone was like, Freddie and Francine. And we were, and Lee had a recording of the show, and like he was on his way up to Portland, Oregon. He called me. He's like, what about Freddie and Francine? And what's cool about the name is it's really kind of evolved along with our music, and it's worked in every kind of, I don't know, genre that we've gone through. Because, you know, when we started, we were into She and Him, and we were into the Fleet Foxes. And then over time, we've gotten more into Lucinda Williams and people like that. So it's definitely changed with our music. And so
if you ask us, some other people are just dead confused. That's the bottom
line. And it's also better than Bianca and Lee. So that's the other
one. Some people just come right up. I don't know why you changed your name. Bianca and Lee is great. Gosh, how could you be so fraudulent?
Well, I think both of them work, and you actually look like a Francine, and you could easily be a Freddie, so it works. It works great, right? And it is very catchy.
We'll answer to anything.
That's good. So do you guys ever get out and do karaoke, and what's your favorite karaoke or car or shower song to just belt out?
The answer is no. I don't go out and do karaoke. It makes me very uncomfortable. But the two times I've ever done it, I sing Oh Darlin' by the Beatles off of Abbey Road.
The last time I did karaoke, I did Susan Tedeschi's It Hurt So Bad. That's a really good song, and it was very hard. But I'm not a shower singer, but I am a shower thinker. I will come up with lyrics and ideas for days in the shower, but not as much like I don't sing.
You sing in the shower.
I do. I sing like, you know, ooh, like stuff like that. But not songs. Maybe songs that I've written. I don't know. This morning I sang in the shower. I made a steam room out of our bathroom.
I'm so tired of telling you.
So music from your guys' childhood, what are some of your favorite bands from being a teenager? Anything that comes to mind, or and how your family influenced your musical taste and style?
Well, I remember when I was about 9 years old, my dad and my mom took us actually on a trip up through here, up through Colorado, and then into Wyoming and Montana in this old Astro van, which was really awesome. It emptied out the seats in the middle, and he had this CD player and cassette player that he plugged into the stereo, and he played a lot of Bob Dylan for me. I was 9. My dad was super into Dylan. He was into ELO. He was into I don't know, he was really into classic kind of folk and all that stuff, but I got really into the band because of that. I got hugely into the Rolling Stones, very classic 60s kind of stuff. But my mom was a huge Linda Ronstadt fan and would just blast that Canciones de Mis Padres album with the mariachi stuff. And I learned, I think, my mom has a great voice, and so I learned sort of about what singing was from listening to that Linda Ronstadt record, my mom singing around the house. And I don't know, 60s and 70s hugely influenced my parents, therefore myself and Neil Young. And I have a huge amount of my dad's records now. Are great.
Vinyl's back, so that's vinyl's good, back. Right?
Yeah, that's kind of it.
How about you, Bianca? Francine?
I come from the other side of the tracks. I, believe it or not, was super into Whitney Houston, Brandy, En Vogue, Janet Jackson. Destiny's Child. Well, that was later. But my parents had a music room in our house, which was a really cool thing as a kid. And you went to the music room to listen to music. That was the sole purpose of this room. And I listened to, one of the first records I really got into was the Phil Spector Christmas album. And I loved Darlene Love's voice. So I'd sing that year round. I mean, it was like March and I'd be like, I saw mommy kissings. My mom's like, okay. All right, we're about done with that. Mommy already kissed Santa Claus. We're done. But I loved. I would sit in my room and literally try to do the. And I will always love you. I would go over it like a million times, and I'd be like, Mom, listen, I did it. And what's funny is I think about like what Lee was doing when he was around that age. He was, you know, learning all sorts of guitar songs, and I was just trying to sound like Whitney Houston like for so many years. But that was my big influence, and I think that is definitely around like the Motown era and all that stuff. Like I love soul music, I love R&B, and then I think later I got into folk music and songwriting and all that stuff. But that's where what's kind of cool about Freddie and Francine, we're fusing these two backgrounds and genres together, and you get a soulful folk sound, you know.
I also got hugely into big band and swing and stuff around my late teens, and then studied jazz guitar in school, and really into a lot of instrumental music and things that I think hugely influenced like my guitar playing in the band. But also it's really just all about supporting the voices. But yeah.
Francine, I'm calling you Francine, but your name is Bianca. I read that you were a camp counselor when I came across one of your guys' YouTube videos, and so I was just like, she's into musical, she's into camp counseling. I love this woman already. What are some other things that you're into besides music? Are you still kind of into getting outdoors and all that?
Well, the camp counselor, I was a co-musical director of a camp where we wrote a musical with kids, and by wrote a musical, I mean like we wrote songs about, we started with one word at this camp, and then by the end of the 2 weeks, we had a full-fledged musical. And
what was the word?
Every year was different. So we had magic was a word, yes was a word, and it like the kids would create the musical from this, and then I would help them write songs. It was an amazing experience. I really enjoy doing that. I also am like a comedian. That's what I do outside of outside of Freddie and Francine. I'm in a comedy duo called Zabruso. So I do that. But the camp thing happened for about 4 years and it was amazing, but the camp's no longer happening. So I miss it though, because I loved being around kids. I loved being in nature, and I loved like turning off your cell phone and just writing music. That was my only job, and it was really magical.
Awesome. What are some other things you like to do outside of playing guitar and singing, Lee?
Well, I'm learning. I'm sort of an illustrator, because now I just illustrated. I did all these drawings for a record for this great artist named Jordy Lane out of Australia, and I carve wood. I do a lot of art. It's like me and what I do. I like learning in depth about most things creative. I just spend a lot of time and hours just working on stuff. So I do a lot of pen and ink and pencil drawings. And when we're touring, I just take a lot of pictures of buildings. I love architecture.
If you go to LeeFerrisDraws.com, you can check out his Tumblr page of all of his drawings. They're really cool.
Thank you guys so much for your time today. I'm here with Freddie and Francine, Bianca Caruso, and Lee Ferris. Really appreciate talking with you guys.
Thank you.
So much for talking to us.
Looking back, she knows. never need.